for a full list of declared U.S. emergencies since the Carter administration, including the 31 active ones, just go to theworld.org. As we just heard, President Trump declared an emergency regarding Nicaragua. The U.S. has been very critical of President Daniel Ortega's government and its ongoing crackdown on dissent. One of the government's targets, the independent news media. Reporter Maria Bacalapolo has a story of one outspoken journalist from Nicaragua who was targeted for arrest.
Jaime Arellano has been living out of a suitcase for the last month. He's a heavyset man who suffers from migraines and high blood pressure. He came to Miami with his son to get medical treatment, but then police stormed his workplace in Managua, the TV news station, 100% Noticias.
They ordered a capture for myself and all the journalists at the channel, and they captured the owner of the channel, Miguel Mora, and the chief of staff of the journalist, Lucia Pinel Wow, which they are in jail right now.
According to Arellano and media reports, the journalists were accused of inciting hate and violence. Arellano says he refuses to be intimidated.
The only crime that we commit, that we let the people know in Nicaragua and outside Nicaragua, the reality that the people of Nicaragua are suffering in the hands of the dictatorship Ortega, which are killing people.
Ortega was a leader of Nicaragua's Sandinista Revolution 4 decades ago. He returned to power in 2007 and has been president ever since. In that time, he's also appointed his wife as vice president, and his party scrapped term limits on the presidency. Last April, hundreds of thousands of Nicaraguans took to the streets, demanding an end to Ortega's regime. Their protests were met with brutal force. Human rights groups say at least 300 protesters have been killed, with more in jail or missing. Last month, the U.S. imposed sanctions on Nicaraguan officials for violent repression of protesters. Despite the crackdown, protests continue.
There's 100 people, 1,000 people. The young guy, the woman, the rural people, the private sector, the Catholic, the evangelic, they all together fighting against Ortega.
Arellano says he's been a vocal critic since Ortega returned to power.
So I started denouncing him. I started denouncing the corruption. I started to motivate people not to settle, and we can demand change.
His political program featured a variety of guests, from economists to politicians. The weekly TV show had more than 1 million viewers. Ortega has blamed non-state-run media for fomenting civil unrest. But 100% Noticias didn't budge. They kept broadcasting, including Arellano's show.
The government started going after us. Have military outside the TV station, military people outside our house. They follow us. They detain us for like an hour.
For now, Arellano is on a 90-day visitor's visa to the U.S. He says he's going to stick around in Miami for a while longer.
I'm not thinking of going back right now because they had told me if I go to the airport, I'm going right to jail. And I think I can serve more outside than in jail right now.
Buenos dias. Amigos buenos dias.
From Miami, Arellano continues to criticize Daniel Ortega on YouTube and on live Facebook feeds that draw thousands of viewers. We are fighting for the revolution, he says. We are winning. The world and Latin American countries are clearly condemning President Ortega for the massacre and oppression of Nicaraguans. Arellano says even in exile, he will not be quieted. For The World, I'm Maria Bacalapolo in Miami.